11:56 left to go in the 64th annual Causeway Classic. It's the 65th meeting between these two schools. They did play once in a playoff in 1988. The Hornets won that game, but it does not count as a Causeway game. First and 10 for the Aggies. Mayer back to pass. They set up the screen pass for Thomas. Turns it up to the 15-20. Has room to the 30. Down the far sideline. 40 to midfield. He could go. 40, 30 to the 20. 15, 10, 5. He goes. Touchdown, UC Davis. And we've got ourselves a ball game again. But there's a flag down back at the 15-yard line. And if that's against the Aggies, it'll be devastating. That's a 91-yard touchdown throw from Mayer to Thomas, all virtually on the run. But I think it's coming back, DK. Wow.
I think it is, too. But, boy, what a tremendous effort by Thomas going up the sideline. Just so frustrating. Frustrating that...
That is just a heartbreaking call that goes against the Aggies. Majid Ferruzzi, a sophomore, backup center, the guilty Aggie, and that is devastating.
No doubt about it. No question about it. A little curious as to why Ferruzzi's in the game.
There are penalties, and then there are penalties.
Yep. And then there are backbreakers.
Yep.
Unless Will Martin is hurt for some reason.
He did say 64, so maybe he didn't have the number right. Handoff on first down, and that goes to Medise. He gets outside and gets up to the 15-yard line. So he gets 9-yard carry, and that'll make it a second down and 6 for the Aggies. Oh, what a run by Thomas. A lot to be grateful for with him coming back for the next 3 years. Handoff again to Medise, spinning and getting a first down to the 24-yard line. So the Aggies not dying here by any means.
No.
They hustle to the line.
The official call a illegal block on Ferruzzi.
They called it a chop block on the field. Illegal block below the waist is what they said. So he must have been engaged and then got him underneath. As Mayer throws across the middle, pass caught, Das, 45, and able to get near midfield up to the 48-yard line. So the Aggie offense clicking a little bit right now.
Sure is. Eighth catch for Das on the afternoon.
110 receptions on the year now for Keelan Das.
That's almost insane.
Two receivers left. Hand off Medise. This time the play stopped in the backfield. No gain. Clock moves 10:40 and counting. It certainly is a factor as the Aggies trail by 18. 52-34. Aggies trying to orchestrate one of the great comebacks in Causeway history.
Doss now with 112 reception yards.
His ninth 100-yard reception game of the year. That's a school record as well, breaking Charlie Enos's record. Mayer throws out far side. Pass caught right on cue. That's Doss again who has a first down. Chugging and fighting his way for a couple extra yards along that Aggie sideline to the 40-yard line.
Keelan Doss also closing in on double-digit receptions yet again. That was his ninth. I think he's got at least one more in him.
First and 10, Aggies. Mayer throws out to Moore. Spins, eludes another tackler, 35-30, and gets out of bounds right at the first down marker, a gain of 10 for Aaron Moore. So the Aggies showing a lot of Aggie pride right now.
Absolutely. Aaron Moore that time making three different tacklers miss. Great individual effort, Aaron Moore.
Mayer from the gun looks over to the sideline for the play. Gets it. Runs up on the line. Calls that audible. And now is set. Two receivers left, one out to the right. One back to his right side. Mayer will throw. Pump fakes near side, winds up, throws for the end zone near side. Man-to-man coverage on Moore, and the ball thrown out of bounds. It was Terrell on the coverage for the Hornets.
Ball simply overthrown. No chance for anybody to make a play on that one.
Jake Mayer, 25 of 42, 270 yards, and a touchdown in this game. He has a chance at another 300-yard game. needs 482 yards to break the single-season passing yardage. Probably won't get there today, barring overtime. Hand off Thomas, left side to the 25. Breaks a tackle. Gets outside. 20, 15, 10, 5. And finally forced out of bounds at the two-yard line. Where's Teron Thomas been all season long? This guy is an absolute workhorse.
That's an excellent question. And I'm mystified, too, as to why he hasn't seen more playing time.
Officially knocked out of bounds at the 5, but it is first and goal for the Aggies, who have come roaring back after being down 52-21. Two receivers right, one out to the left. Mayer's going to throw. Looks near side for the end zone. Pass deflected. Intended receiver Montgomery. It was Terrell with a nice play.
Terrell just jumped in front of Montgomery at the last minute to knock it away. 8:59 left, and this one is
far from over.
Correct.
Aggies get a score and get two. It's a 10-point game with a lot of momentum. Two receivers out left, flag thrown. Do we have an illegal substitution against the Aggies here? This is a big call. Oh, jeez. Refs are getting a little too involved in this game for my liking.
They tend to do that sometimes.
Sideline warning against the Aggies now, who were bunched up near the sideline, but nowhere near the play, DK.
No.
I mean, that's just a ticky-tack call at this point in the game. Nobody's infringing upon the play whatsoever, infringing upon it. All right, second and goal from the 5. Hand off Thomas, left side, bursts his way forward, twists, turns, and gets in. Touchdown, UC Davis. Teron Thomas, the freshman, has made his mark in this Causeway Classic, and it's 52-40. And you know the Aggies are going to go for two.
That's the thing to do, try and get it to within a 10-point deficit. A lot of things can happen. Don't go away.
Marching Banda loving it on the far side as Thomas' second touchdown of the year. C.J. Spencer on for this 2-point try. This is big. This is a big, big play right now. Can make it a touchdown and field goal game. Spencer from the Wildcat fakes a handoff. Looks to run, now throws, and the pass is picked off. Intended it for Priest. And it was picked off in the end zone. And so the Aggies twice have gone for 2 points, and both times they have come up empty-handed. I believe it was Kalen Barnes who made the play for the Hornets. Timeout on the field. We'll take it. 8:52 remaining. Sacramento State 52, and the Aggies 40. As you listen to Aggie Football, brought to you by Learfield.
Sports 1140 KHTK.
Are you a current UC Davis student, a high school junior or senior, a community college or incoming transfer student? If you are, UC Davis...